ABC News, I'm Mark Remillard. A powerful blizzard burying communities in California's Sierra Nevada mountains under snow, not letting up.
Wind gusts up to 70 miles per hour reported. Forecasters say some areas could see several feet of snow by the time it's over. The storm expected to last through Tuesday. The next round arriving late Monday.
ABC's Chuck Sievertson. Hundreds had to be rescued on Interstate 80 after being stranded near Lake Tahoe. Signs of progress in ceasefire talks. U.S. officials say Israel has essentially agreed to a framework for a pause in fighting in exchange for the release of hostages. Super Tuesday, just days away. Republican Nikki Haley facing a challenge to keep her campaign alive against frontrunner Donald Trump as 16 states head to the polls. The Iditarod getting underway in Alaska Saturday, the annual sled dog race with 38 mushers attempting to trek 1,000 miles across Alaska's unforgiving terrain. This is ABC News. The CDC changing up COVID isolation rules.
CDC officials reducing the COVID positive quarantine time from 10 days down to 5, saying Americans with COVID-19 no longer need to stay in isolation as long as originally thought. Health officials also say sufferers with COVID or other respiratory infections can return to work or other daily activities as long as it's been a day since they had a fever and their symptoms are improving. And speaking of improvements, COVID-19 has dropped from being the nation's third leading cause of death early in the pandemic to the 10th leading cause of death for Americans last year. Derek Dennis, ABC News.
Lawmakers in Oregon reversing course on the state's first-in-the-nation drug decriminalization policies as the state legislature has approved a bill to recriminalize the possession of small amounts of drugs. The bill would make possessing small amounts of drugs like heroin and meth a misdemeanor. Drug treatment would be offered as an alternative to criminal penalties, which could extend up to 6 months in jail. I'm Mark Remillard, ABC News.
Hi, I'm Maggie Dawn, host of The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays at 2 on the Civic Media Network.
And I'm Stuart J. Waddles, Civic Media's Southeast Wisconsin News Bureau Chief.
Stuart and I will be hosting special coverage of President Biden's State of the Union speech Thursday night at 8.
We'll, of course, present what the president says, the Republican response, and also talk about what it all means for you.
This will be one of the most important speeches from the president in this critical election year.
This Thursday night at 8 across the Civic Media Radio Network.
Mino and the Mayor.
Hey, if I could find my grandma's recipe for grappa, maybe we could do that.
A moonshine?
Grappa.
Oh, grappa's not moonshine?
We don't like that term.
The Italians don't like the Kentucky or what?
And that's what it said on the arrest papers.
That's right.
You're one of the few guys I know that the grandma did time.
Weekday mornings from 6 until 8 on the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, and Oshkosh Air Support, WISS.
And on the Civic Media app.
Interlude is brought to you by Max Inc. Radio. Last crack.
I did not take the vow. I did not burn the ground. The carousel goes round and round. Balance comes from inside.
Listen to Max Inc. Radio every Saturday and Sunday, 6 p.m. to midnight. Download the podcast at maxincradio.com. We are local music.
every day.
Heavy on Civic Media, Essential Last Crack with Bullet Train, Passengers before that. Both of those songs are off the Uprising album, which came out 5 years ago now. Hard to believe that album has been out for 5 years. The Uprising, not really, since the rest of the last crack has been out for like 25 and 30 years. Crazy. What is your Essential Last Crack? Send me a text or an email. Let me know what your two favorite songs are so I can get them on the air for you. 844-967-2789. Call or text from the Civic Media app or send me an email, jimmyk@civicmedia.us. Good evening, everybody. Welcome to the second hour of Max Inc. Heavy. Hey, coming up on St. Patrick's Day, we got a Max Inc. matinee concert series for you. We're going to be at the High Noon Saloon featuring Super Tanker, Iron Plow, and Cindy Set My Hair on Fire. It's going to be a great show. Plus, it's going to be emceed by Mad Radio's morning show, John and Gordy. If you're a fan of those guys, go out and meet them. It's really cool. The Max Inc. Matinee Concert Series at the High Noon Saloon. Tickets are available right now at high-noon.com. And I hope to see you there. Let's do some Iron Plow right now. It's Whiskey Days on Max Inc. Heavy. We'll be right back.
got you on my mind now, baby. Don't wanna let you down. Come on, let's do it again now, maybe. I'll let you wear my crown.
If it's local music from Wisconsin, it's heard here. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Another shot of lipstick on the glossy, let's go. Self-induced with another round of Cuervo. Her body staggers as she moves around the table towards what she sees.
If it's local music from Wisconsin, it's heard here. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
What's that siren? That's the Brash Menagerie on Max Inc. Heavy on Civic Media. We are local music. Hey, they got stickers and stuff. Go buy their merch, the Brash Menagerie. Look them up on Facebook. Bananas. Also, takeaways before that with Miracle Round, Circle Switch in there with a classic one. Treat me until you're naked. How you doing? I'm Jimmy K. I am not naked right now. Maybe later. I have to have a couple more drinks. Coming up in the playlist, we got American Travesty from courtesy of Tim. We'll do some older Something to Do, and the Faith Hills Have Eyes are next. It's Max Inc. Heavy on Civic Media.
Brats, brandy, cow chips, and great local music. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
This St. Paddy's Day, remember the story of Lenny the Leprechaun. Lenny moved to Madison searching for a place to live.
If I find the right place, I'll find me pot of gold.
So he went online and searched up movetomadison.com.
Ooh, what riches!
Yes, Lenny, riches indeed. People that sell with the Aaron Weber Group get the best price with updated market reports and instant property value quotes, virtual or in-person meetings too. Find your pot of gold when selling with the Aaron Weber Group at First Weber.
Welcome to the Lazy Oaf Lounge, Madison's East Side place for friends and family to meet for fun and food. Stop in for great daily lunch specials, soups made from scratch, and jaw-dropping burgers, wraps, and sandwiches. Plus Friday fish fry and homemade pizza cooked in a classic stone hearth pizza oven. The Lazy Oaf Lounge, 1617 North Stoughton Road in Madison. Follow them on Facebook or at LazyOafLounge.com. Are you looking to kick up your nighttime entertainment? Good times await you at the Lazy Oaf Lounge, Madison's East Side place for friends and family to meet for fun and food. Test your knowledge with Monday trivia. Let your inner rock star out with Thursday karaoke, plus live music, and meet all your friends at the Lazy Oaf for the big game. The Lazy Oaf Lounge, 1617 North Stoughton Road in Madison. Follow them on Facebook or at LazyOafLounge.com.
You know Ignite Glass and Gifts' three locations in Madison, but you can also shop IgniteGlassandGifts.com. You'll find grinders, lighters, collectibles, hand-blown glass water pipes, artistically designed jewelry, and plenty of other items delivered straight to your door or to family and friends. Madison's favorite for glass, gifts, and vape, Ignite Glass and Gifts, Monona Drive, Williamson Street, and Odana Road. Plus, IgniteGlassandGifts.com.
If it's local music from Wisconsin, it's heard here. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
seems. I know I love her, or at least it seems. Oh, Tina Fey, you're the famous girl for me.
Welcome to Wisconsin's local music scene. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
We fight what they trained us. United colors, united resistance.
Maxi Kevy on Civic Media. We are local music with courtesy of Tim and American Travesty. Something to do before that, and the Faith Hills Have Eyes with the Rift Element. I'm Jimmy K. Thank you for listening to Max Inc. Radio tonight. We really appreciate you. Tune in again next week for Max Inc. Heavy at 10 p.m. right after Live in the Lair. And music before I get out of here, we got Pistols at Dawn, we got The Heroes Lie, The Skin Tones. We're going to do some Apex Aurora in just a couple of minutes. But first, this band will join M. Shell next week on Max Inc. Heavy for an interview. This is Avenues and Straight Jacket. It's Max Inc. Heavy on Civic Media. We are local music.
Around my neck and it's tight. God, let me believe that I'm gonna win the fight tonight. The devil on my back, drag me to the night. My body's aching, but I'm not slowing down. My heart is racing, but I've come too far to give up now. I'm coming for the crown. Just wait till you see that deep down. I know my time will be. Just wait, you'll see that deep down I
you'll see that deep down I know my time will be now. I'm coming for the crown. Just what you'll see that deep down I know my time will be now. I'm coming for the crown. Just what you'll see that deep down I know my time will be now. I'm coming for the crown. Just what you'll see that deep down I know my time will be now. I'm coming for the crown. Just what you'll see that deep down I know my time will be now.
Listening to local music from Wisconsin. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
I'm a little unhappy. I'm a little unwell. And it's a little too hard to think right now because of how these cards were dealt. Well, I feel so underrated when I take my place in line. This life just is a
like a fire inside. And let it
Cranberries, beer, and great local music. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
You need skill and a little luck to play the game of pool. And you could say one Q-making company in Wisconsin has both. Schmelke Q's in Rice Lake is the oldest pool Q-maker in the U.S. and remains a family-owned, third-generation operated business. Schmelke started as a one-man shop in the 1940s. Now more than 20 employees work at the facility. So do you know which state has the most Q-making manufacturers? Is it Maryland, Minnesota, Wisconsin? The answer coming up. Pool is an old game, and the cues similar to the ones used to play today were created in the late 1600s in Northern Europe. Pool came to America in the 19th century. So did you guess which state currently has four of the top five cue manufacturers? It is Wisconsin. And Schmelke Cues in Rice Lake has also been inducted into the International Cue Makers Hall of Fame, making this a worldwide slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.